questions 3 to 9.
In this analysis of products, it's consumer goods that I'll focus on first. These are products that are manufactured and sold to members of the public, or consumers, rather than to companies. Normally, with consumer goods, a number of manufacturers make similar products and compete for sales. Levi Strauss has manufactured jeans since 1873, and until the early 1960s, it was unusual in that it had virtually no competition. Since then, a lot of other manufacturers have entered the market. As a result, Levi's market share, that is, its percentage of all the pairs of jeans that are sold, has fallen dramatically. Marketing is all about getting people to buy from you. One way of achieving this is by advertising, but another crucial element is the creation of brands. Until the late 19th century, it was simply soap that people bought, or a dress, or whatever. But then manufacturers, including the soap maker Pears, began to realise that by giving their product its own name and advertising it to the general public, they could encourage purchasers to ask for their goods and not those of a competitor. By the early 20th century, advertising was to be seen everywhere. Brand names fall into two basic categories. Some manufacturers, like Microsoft, create a strong identification between the company and all its products by using the same name for both. Other companies use a variety of brand names. Procter & Gamble produces around 300 brands altogether, and it also sells several washing powders under different brand names in order to maximise sales. Tide, Ariel, and Daz are just three of these. Often, companies manufacture a product line. Take the car manufacturer Ford, for instance. One of its cars, the Focus, is a product line consisting of closely related versions of one product sold under the same brand name. All the brands and products that a company produces make up its product mix. Ford specialises in one type of product, cars, while Yamaha has a much more diverse product mix, which includes motorcycles, musical instruments, and electronic equipment. Now let's turn briefly to retailers, such as the supermarket chain Tesco. Retailers are businesses which sell directly to consumers, usually in their stores or retail outlets, but in some cases by mail order or through the internet. They usually sell branded goods, which they've received from the manufacturer. But, like Tesco, they may also sell their own brands, which are normally goods that they buy from a manufacturer and sell under their own name. So, for example, alongside the Heinz brand of baked beans, Tesco also sells Tesco baked beans. A brand doesn't just have a name, however. Most have a logo, which the company wants the public to associate with the brand. Coca-Cola's logo, for example, is the distinctive way in which the name is written. Now, I just want to mention one or two others.